Hey everyone, this is Stelly, and this is a special episode of the Startup Chat. It's a re-release of an older episode that was incredibly popular, and here's why I wanted you to listen to it today. Closeio, the company that I'm running, just introduced an incredible innovation called calling automation. Here's the reason why most startup sales teams and most founders that are doing sales calls are really not seeing the success that they want. The number one reason, and I've been teaching this for years, is that your reach rate is too low. The amount of effort you have to spend, the amount of calls you have to make, the amount of numbers you have to dial to reach somebody, that ratio is just way too terrible. And then I see those teams, those founders, they try to create better pitch decks, they try to create a funnier, you know, introduction line. They're optimizing at the bottom of the funnel when the real issue is the top. You're not even speaking. You're dialing all these numbers and you're not speaking with enough people at the end of the day to make the math work. Now, Closeio and my team at Closeio, they found a solution for this. We've innovated and we've built something into our CRM called calling automation that will increase your reach rates in dramatic ways. We've seen a lot of our customers see their reach rates jump 30, 40, 50% up. And I want you to check it out. If you're doing sales with your startup, if you're doing any kind of calls, I want you to go to closeio and give us a trial. It's completely free. And if you have any questions during your trial, if you need anything, you can get in touch with me personally, stelly@close.io. Tell me you're a Startup Chat listener. Tell me that you took something you heard in this episode today, something tactical, and you tried it out in the real world. And if you give our software a try and you like it and you want to use it long term, just ping me. I'll give you a special deal since you're a Startup Chat listener. That's it for me. I'm super pumped about what's happening in my company, but I'm also super pumped about re-releasing this episode. It's a really, really good one, highly tactical. You're going to find it super useful. So have fun listening to this one right now. Hey, everyone. This is Stelly Efti.
And this is Heaton Shah and the Startups Chat. And today we're actually going to talk about cold calling.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
One reason is, you know, one of us is an expert on this, I would say, and that happens to be Stelly. And so I get to ask him a lot of questions about this as he kind of talks about it. So this is almost like a cold calling 101, I would say. And I'm sure we'll get into some advanced stuff. For context, I've had teams where we've done a ton of cold calling. My co-founder has a whole bunch of funnels and things like that, where there's a bunch of cold calling as well as like inside sales and things like that going on. And also, you know, one thing I would say before we jump in is, for a SaaS business to scale, you have to go outbound, and meaning you have to go find a way to email, call prospects, potential customers, people you don't know yet. This can be for partnership reasons, this can be for sales reasons, and this can be for many other reasons as well. So I'm eager to hear kind of all the cool stuff that you have to share about this topic.
Yeah, and this has been consistently a topic that listeners have been asking us to talk about. There's kind of a list of things where people ask us about it, and we are experts in, but selfishly at times, you know, I'll admit, we're like, we'd rather talk about something more fun, right? Or we'll talk about something we don't get to talk about every day with each other. But this is just one that's been kind of consistently enough requested that we thought, come on, all right, let's do one and share as much value as we can on this topic, because a lot of founders struggle with this. So I'll let you ask the questions. I'll give the best answers I can.
Sounds good. So yeah, cold calling. What is it? Why should we do it?
Well, cold calling is the act of calling somebody that didn't expect to hear from you. And most of the times, it's also somebody that doesn't know you or your company or your service and didn't consent to or was aware of you having even his or her contact details. So it's not calling your friend that didn't expect the call, but it's calling somebody that doesn't know you, didn't know you have their phone number, and wasn't expecting to be contacted by you. And the reason you do it is because you're typically trying to prospect, which means trying to discover or find out if that person within the context of that personal, that business could be a customer, could be a good fit for your product or service that you're selling, and make them aware that your product and service exists and that it could be a solution to one of their problems or a better solution to something that they're currently are a customer of, and then help them transition from where they are now to becoming a customer of yours.
Gotcha. So how do I know whether I should be doing cold calling or not in my business?
Yeah.
Like, how do I make that decision? I'm not doing it today. What do I do?
Yeah. So it's a tricky question. So it's a good question. So there's a few things that you could ask yourself. One is, are my customers buying today in any way, shape, or form by being cold called? Is being called or using the phone to buy products, is that a channel that my customers are open to?
So are they already getting phone calls?
Phone calls that result into something productive.
Sales.
Yes.
Got it. Okay.
So that's one question. The next question is, are our competitors, I mean, this is we're trying to answer the same thing, but we're going about it in two different ways. You could look at your customers or your potential customers and see how do they buy, and then you can go to your competitors and figure out how do they sell. So is any or who of our competitors is doing cold calling successfully? Who of our competitors has tried it and not doing it anymore? Is this something that's, you know, that is a standard or a successful way of selling in our market based by what our competitors do? That's another thing that's another way of kind of approaching, should we even consider this or not? Because chances are, if your customers don't tend to buy this way, and if your competitors don't tend to sell this way, it does not mean that cold calling should be off the table and can't be done, but the chances that it can be done are dramatically lower. There's a good reason why it hasn't happened yet. Right.
How do I find out, you know, how do I find this stuff out?
Well, if you have customers or if you talk to people that are potential customers, you just ask them, hey, you know, how do you typically buy today? Or, hey, have any of our competitors ever contacted you? If they already have, let's say, a solution in place, they're using whatever, some kind of a marketing tool that we're trying to sell, we would ask them, hey, oh, you chose this marketing tool. How did you choose this? Did they reach out to you cold or did you sought after them? How did that happen? So you just ask the customer, how do you buy? Does anybody ever cold call you? Did any of our competitors ever cold call you? Same thing you can do with your competitors. We actually wrote about this. Oh no, we haven't published this yet, but I have a blog post in the pipeline that talks about this little hack of like getting in touch with your competitors to learn about how they do business. And so you could literally call in your competitor, and without lying, you know, you could make the appearance of being a prospect without saying it outright and just go, hey, you know, I looked at your service, looked at your product. I'm pretty curious. How well are you guys doing? Are you really big already? How long have you been in business? And ask some questions that would suggest that you are interested in their credibility and interested in if you can trust the brand or the business. A lot of times a junior sales rep will be on the phone with you, so they will tend to just answer all your questions. And as you ask these, you can ask, hey, how do you guys grow today? Is it mostly, do you spend a lot of time on marketing and PR? Do you guys do cold calling and cold outreach? How do you grow your customer base? I'm curious to know how you guys are planning to keep growing this business if I'm, you know, ever to use this product. And they will just tell you. They will just tell you what they do. So you can just call your competitor and ask outright. I mean, that's the most direct route to that information. But you could probably just do some Google searches and see if they've written about this. You can probably do, you know, cold calling and then competitor name, or cold calling and then your market, or cold calling and your customer segment or something like that. And you might stumble over some articles, blog posts, interviews where people talk about this stuff.
Yeah, I like it. Okay, so let's say that you figured out that cold calling will work for you and you're ready to start doing it. What would be the steps that you know you would recommend somebody takes? Like, you know, for me, just to give you some context, I'd have a lot of anxiety around where do I start? How do I get people's numbers? What do I say when I, you know, get on the phone with them? And how do I keep following up, if that makes sense? And also, like, you know, this is an anxiety all founders tend to have, especially in the beginning, which is how do I get money out of them in this process with this kind of channel?
Yeah, so those are all excellent questions. So I think that, let's take it one step at a time. So I think first it's about a mindset shift, right? So when you're cold calling, you're doing a harsher version of outreach and hustle and marketing than you typically are used to as a founder. And with that, that's typically what creates the anxiety. It's like, oh shit, I'm calling somebody. I know it's a channel that a lot of people don't enjoy or might be annoyed by. Maybe it's something I don't like. I don't like when people cold call me. So because of all these reasons, you have anxiety because you're like, well, I'm calling somebody right now. I'm interrupting somebody. They're probably going to be annoyed. Usually the first reaction that people have will not be super positive and inviting and welcoming. And that then translates into you approaching this with an attitude that's set to fail from the get-go. Like you're calling with the expectation of failure, and then that materializes itself. And you're like, everybody hates being cold called. This isn't working. I hate it. People hate it. A lot of times founders will they will have a day where they're like, today I'm going to do cold calls. And then they will just suffer through the day and kind of hesitate and postpone and like make a call, and the person hangs up on them, and then, oh my God, they're suffering another hour until they have the courage to get the next call. And they spent the whole day and they made like 20 calls or something, and they really didn't accomplish anything. It's a horrible experience. So with those cheerful words and picture painted, I think that you have to have a very like matter of fact, realistic point of view on this. Cold calling is a way that billions of dollars of services have been sold around the world. Industries have been built. People are being called. Sometimes they might not like it. Just they don't like that there's a pop-up ad somewhere, that their favorite TV show is interrupted by an advertising. Or that we don't like a lot of things. We find a lot of things inconvenient, but it doesn't really matter. The question that matters ultimately is, if you have a service or product that's good and you have good intent, you're trying to truly figure out if your product and service could help the customer, then it doesn't matter if they are annoyed. It doesn't matter if it's polite or not. The only thing that matters is, is this going to be a channel that allows you to help some people to buy a really great service and to make business work? And so you need to approach this with, if people shout at me, if people hang up on me, it doesn't matter. That it doesn't matter. That doesn't matter. I'd rather have 3 out of 10 people hate me and 7 of them do business with me than have 10 people that never knew I existed, right? And that needs to be the attitude that you need to get to in one way or another to make cold calling work and to get at least rid of some of the anxiety, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you know, the anxiety.